Tech Vibes is sponsored by YavaHost. Go to YavaHost.com to check out some great prices on some really good quality web hosting. Go to YavaHost.com right now.
Computers, cell phones, video games, life-saving equipment, iPods, GPS systems. And tomorrow.
Here to bring you your weekly tech roundup. Finally, you have something to tweet about. It's the Tech Vibes Podcast.
Hello, welcome to the Tech Vibes Podcast. My name's Andrew Bracken.
I'm Matt Swetland, and welcome to the show.
Yeah, but we are talking about This Week in Tech, but not Twit. welcome to the show. We are talking about all sorts today, including Apple, are we not, Matt?
Yes, indeed. Apple, yesterday on Wednesday, Apple held its annual media event and revealed lots of new products and updates.
Yes, they did. I've gone back to school this week, and Matt's gone back today, so,
yep. You
know, it's interesting that we're going back. And also, Tune Vibes is going to be, this is something not really announced yet, but I'm going to tell you guys anyway, because the Tech Vibes people are very cool. We're going to be down for a bit, not in a bad way. We're basically working something quite cool, and we've decided that so that we can really like build this whole new thing, we're going to need to put the site, instead of not being able to work on something hard, we're going to work on this hard and not have the site there. But Tech Vibes will still go. What I'll probably do is put a player on the Tech Vibes site and a chat. Same Tune Vibes chat, same Tune Vibes player. And basically, you'll just go to techvibes.com/live or something till then.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Let's go on with the show. Starting off, as I just said, with Apple. Matt, are you excited?
Now, I am very excited. Lots of good announcements.
To start, I'm going to say that I'm in just very briefly, I'm going to cover what I think, and then we can go into depth in certain things. The iOS updates, the HDR thing is wicked. I'm really excited about that. It sounds cool. If it works well, then yeah, it's really going to be a brilliant little function it can do. Now, as it says here, there's nothing to tweak or adjust the HDRs. So, you know, it also brings iOS 4 running on the iPhone 3G update. So basically, some people had some problems with that. And yeah, it's going to be iOS 4.1. It's coming out in November. My thoughts on the Apple TV are not good. I mean, I like the new rental system. It's much better. But again, they haven't really done anything revolutionary. They haven't really changed it. It's just cheaper.
Exactly.
So your thoughts on everything, Matt?
Okay, well, with the Apple TV, I was, at first when they revealed it, I was like, whoa, this could be game-changing, how they made it so small, only $99.
Yeah.
But they didn't really do much to add to it. You know, they added Netflix streaming, yeah. Rentals.
That is cool, yes. I will agree that Netflix is cool, but what about us UK people? They listed NBC and what, Fox? Is it NBC?
It was ABC and Fox.
Yeah, ABC and Fox. Is ABC linked to Disney?
Yes, it is.
Right, I was going to say, because otherwise, why the hell are a Disney sort of company not on there? Because, you know, Disney and Apple are very much friends, because Steve Jobs has a share in Pixar.
Yeah, he's on the chair of it.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, so when I heard about the Apple TV, I was like, yeah. But then, you know, I got disappointed. They didn't really, like I said, they didn't really do anything to oomph that, like, would, you know, revolutionize it. You know, people were kind of disappointed that you can only rent on it. You can't buy stuff and stream it and have
Although,
it synced.
I agree that renting is just easier for the experience. I do agree that buying is, in some cases, better. But it's nice because literally when it streams it, you watch it straight away.
Exactly, yeah. So that's pretty cool.
It just plays, which is cool.
Yeah, so the Apple TV, they announced it's $99. It's everything streamed. There's no hard drive, no nothing. You can instantly watch movie and TV show rentals. Brand new movies will be available for $4.99, and then older movies will be cheaper than that. And there's this new thing they introduced called AirShare. It used to be called AirTunes.
Yeah.
And what it does is if you have, let's say, media or some type of stuff on your iPod, your iPad, or iPod Touch, you can stream it to your Apple TV and watch movies on your TV, which is pretty cool.
It's interesting, although I thought they already had this. Did they not?
They did in a way, but it wasn't